got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And I do have a brand new biblical question. I will get to it in a minute here. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just got to run around, but you would still want to listen to the show, I think there's some issue with the listen line, but the number, when they get it up and running, you can call on your phone. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. There seems to be some issue with the listen line, but they're working on it, so we hope to get it going again. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. amazing. It is amazing. I hope you had a good weekend. Amazing weekend. Whatever that you call amazing for yourself. These weekends and days go by fast, like 90 going off. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? It's Monday. Again. Already. Do you know this month? I think this is the last day of the month. Or no, maybe Wednesday. Or today. It's the last day of August. Which means it's the last day to get your White History merch. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. Today is the last day of August. So we had Happy Men's History Month. We had July celebrating White History, and now we have Men's History Month August. So today is the last day for your White History merch. All right, it's Monday. But first, let me tell you about the Well, first, let me do this. It's Monday. And then I give you the brand new biblical question. It's Monday. And because we love the ladies, we take their calls as they come in. Because Mondays is and will always be Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. I'm typing a note. So last week, biblical question, what do you possess? What do you possess? And in reality, no one possesses anything at all. I don't, you don't, no one does. In your mind, you think you do, and then you're worried about losing it. Why? You don't own anything, but you think you do, and then when you do get something or someone, you freak out because you're afraid of losing it. Here today and gone tomorrow. You possess nothing. Everything around you, and you don't know it because you won't pay attention to you, is an illusion. It's here today and gone tomorrow. Nothing that you see with your eyes, your physical eyes, is real. Literally nothing. Isn't that amazing? But you think it is, and you worry, and you freak out, and you hold on to, and you cry. You possess nothing. And if you really start to see this for yourself, you allow life to just come and flow through and bring you what it wants you to have and flow through, and you wouldn't be worried about it at all. And you will have all. But you don't know. You won't work on yourself. You won't wake up. Brand new biblical question. Are we ready with the brand new biblical question? Brand new biblical question. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? The God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. Is there a difference? Have you ever read the Old Testament and then read the New Testament? Okay. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? And these biblical questions are for men. And you can take that down now. These biblical questions are for men and women around the world who really are fed up with being the way you are, living the way you've been living. All right? It's for you. It's not for those people who love the thrill of misery, of loneliness, judgment, resentment, hating, and carrying on. It's not for them. It's not for you. I want to go to a first-time call out of Colorado. Anna out of Colorado. Anna, you are on the air.
Yes, Jesse. I have been waiting up for you, and I'm never awake at this time. But for the sake of time, I have many things to say, but okay. I'm just going to say one thing.
All right.
And then you can allow me time if you want. I've been in a marriage for 20 years due to my ego. And I came to see you with my son on the 9th. And it's gone downhill ever since because I've been listening versus reacting. So it's been hitting my ego real hard. And I found out that none of it mattered. Like, going through my pain did not matter. And I've sat in it, I've listened to it, and it has really, like, destroyed me to the core because I thought it all mattered. But I've been arguing, my demon has been arguing with my husband's demon for 20 years. And I listened and I heard, and I'm not going to cry because I know where that gets me. I'm just shaking
right
because
on. No problem.
I have been sitting in my pain for several days now, and I listened to church, four of your churches yesterday, like just for once in my life, not isolating myself and sitting in the pain, but actually sitting with Jesus and dancing with Jesus instead of the demons. And I've been awake ever since because I'm waiting to talk to you and just say, now what? Now what do I do?
Amazing.
That's it.
And so
you can ask me whatever,
yeah.
And I will give you, but I know time matters, so.
No, you're fine, but I want to ask. So to be clear, you've been married for 20 years. You're now
yes.
working on yourself, right?
Yes, and I have been, and I came with my son on the 9th. And he got me involved with you, and he has been healing. I've been healing, but it's separating all of us, or both of us, from things like family and all that stuff. And it has been scary, and I have never been so fearful in my life because it does feel cold and like you're shutting yourself off. And I'm just getting sick of dancing with the devil. Like, why? So I'm just hearing more and more like I need to stop.
You need to stop what?
Dancing with the devil. In others. And with myself, too.
So, do you see that the thoughts and the feelings and the emotion that you're having, Are you getting a glimpse of seeing that it's not you, but it is the devil in you?
Yes.
Okay, so if you see that, that's what you want to see. Most people don't see that it's the devil in them that causing them to think and act and do what they do to themselves and other people. And so all you got to do now is see it. Do nothing about it. Don't freak out. Don't call it you. Don't fight with it. Don't deny it so that God can take and destroy the darkness, which is the demons, the false life. He will take that away from you and make you free.
Yeah.
That's what most people are afraid of seeing is the real self, which is the false self. So you're on the right track. And don't worry about how long it's going to take, how painful it is, because I promise you, Anna, if you stay with this, you're going to see that it's never with you. That was never you that was afraid. That was never you that was tired of feeling that and going through that hell. That was never you. But it's this thing inside of you would scream out that it is you, but it's not you at all. It doesn't want to leave your body. So you're on the right track. Live with it, sleep with it, walk with it, stay with it.
That's what's freeing me. You know, for years, I literally have been bedbound by guilt and condemnation and all this stuff. And, you know, hearing about women and how we are has been the harshest thing to ever hear in my life. But it has freed me.
Yes.
And that's why my son took me to church when we were in L.A. On the 9th. And we sat there, and I have felt freed ever since. But I think in that comes listening versus reacting.
Absolutely.
And so it's like getting to my ego real bad. And last night, like, something happened where I listened to churches all day yesterday because I realized that I sit with the devil all day long, especially when my husband finally felt like he had a voice and I wasn't reacting and told me all these things that I've been fearful of. And I saw it was the devil in him, not him.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That's why we've been married 20 years, is because I've seen that and he's loved me. But I haven't given him a voice because I've been so fearful of what I think I am, which is everything he accused me of. And I was able to sit with it because I went to church for the first time in since I've been forced to go to church, so that's been, 30 years?
Yeah.
And I went to church, and I listened, and I've listened to you, and it destroyed my whole paradigm, pretty much, like everything.
It destroys all of the illusions.
Yes, and last night, I was just, like, dancing, and I've never done that with Jesus, like, where I just felt this freedom from all this condemnation, and because I sat with the pain, so I can't answer this week's biblical question, but last week's biblical question is that, like, sitting in the pain and okay with your ego and everything. Like, and so, yes. And you said that to me when I met you on the 9th is stay with it. And what I heard is stay with it, not stay in it.
Right.
When I, and that's what I was tired of. And that's what released me is I'm staying in it, not with it. And so I feel like that was important to me. And thank you so much for destroying my paradigm.
Oh,
really?
Well, if you stay with it, stay with the silent prayer, and just watch, live with this, walk with this, sleep with this, wake up with this, don't blame anyone for it. You have not, really, I cannot express the amazing life that is unfolding for you. And you have not seen anything, but you got to go through this hell in order to get to this this real life, this new life.
I've been avoiding it, Jesse.
Yes.
That has been my problem. And
absolutely.
And I love your messages because they're harsh, but they're so freeing.
Yes.
In just that, you've got to go through hell to get through it.
Yep.
And I saw that the other thing in one of your churches is how we look to the other, like when we get married. And that's why I love that my son is like done with even imagining marriage. Because he said on the 9th, he was like, you've destroyed my dating game. Because he literally will ask women up front, you know,
right on.
What is the role of a man and a woman and all that. But honestly, what is so amazing is we've been taught to look to each other in marriage for love.
Yeah.
And what I heard from you on, I think it was May 9th or whatever, it doesn't matter, but is we're not meant to look to each other for love. We're meant to look above for love.
I rest my case.
And yes. I rest my case. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you so much. And I could go on and on, but I know you have time limits.
I just really, really want to encourage you because some people get to where you are right now. Not that you're going to do this.
I
but
know.
They give up because the pain gets so great. And they think just because they feel the pain of fear or whatever in their body, they think they are the pain, or they become afraid, or the devil telling them it's taking too long, and they give up, and they go back to their hell, and it's way worse than the hell that they leave, that they're leaving. So you stay with it. Just stay with it, Anna. Do the silent prayer. Stay
and
with it.
Because do you think we're all bipolar? And so it's such an up and down, and like you say about emotions and stuff.
Yeah.
Is we need to stop getting excited and depressed and just stay with it, like you say, where it's a balance, not up and down.
Absolutely. Everything would be straightforward. Like, it would just be smooth. It will happen by itself. Life is already laid out for you. You don't have to create life. You don't have to be tough in life. You don't have to prove anything to anyone in life. You don't have to argue with anyone about anything because when you do, it's just two devils arguing, and both devils think they're right. So you never have to try to prove anything. Just live your life. Stay free and live your life, and don't judge anyone else because, as Christ said on the cross, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. So he was even forgiving his enemies who put him on the cross. He was like, these people have no idea, God, what they're doing, so forgive them. So the people...
No wonder we get exhausted.
Yeah, the lost people don't know what they're doing. They can't see.
Yeah. And Jesse, we're all exhausted. I think that's the problem in the world.
Yeah, because...
And after COVID, I think that we're all exhausted. And we've got to get our strength back. And that's what I realized after listening to you all day yesterday is I've got to get my strength back because...
And you will. Be weak.
I will.
Be weak. Admit that you're weak.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do of yourself. Then the strength, the help will come and give you strength. And it would be the real strength from above, not this fake emotional female or male
right.
strength. It would be real.
Right.
Amazing.
Amazing. I so appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you stay
and
with
I'm
it.
And I'm not going to cry because I'm not lying.
It's okay to try. Let
it's
it pass.
It's just a release. And that's what my son said. I was like, well, is it ever okay to cry? And he's like, yeah, when you're releasing things,
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And just let it come and go, and you're fine. Don't
yeah.
hold on to anything. Don't hold on to the truth, and don't hold on to the lie. Leave your glass empty, half empty, and so it'll always be filled up with what is right.
Well, I'll be excited if someday I live in L.A. just because I could come to church once again after 30 years.
Amazing. Well, good to hear from you, Anna, and just stay
yes.
with it, all right?
I will, Jesse. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. Bye, bye now. So Anna, as you heard, came to what our Sunday fellowship. Our fellowship, not because of me or from me, but they are amazing. If you want to get help, you want to overcome, you're sick of being what you are, you can overcome anything. But you got to be tired. You got to let go. You got to admit, I'm screwed up and life is not working. I can't make life work. And let it go. Super.
Super chats.
Good morning.
Good morning, hey.
Nikki bought a coffee answering last week's biblical question.
What do you possess?
I possess nothing. Everything I have was given to me. Hey.
Right on. That's amazing. It's amazing that in our fallen state, we think we possess things. And then when we get it, no matter what it is, physical thing, people, whatever, friendships, marriageship, we think we possess it and we try desperately to hold on to it. Isn't that amazing? Can you get any evilder than that? Right on. Stay with it.
Nikki also says, if you don't like condiments, try a Wagyu burger with a grilled pineapple and a brioche bun. Brioche? I don't know how you pronounce it. Thank me later. Side eyes with a wry smile emoji.
That, they were talking about you don't like anything on your burger.
Yeah, no ketchup, no mustard, no pickles, no relish, no thousand, no mayo. No, nothing like that.
What a mess. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. We'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all.
Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. Email Monday. I really appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man.
Is it over now? Tell me who you become. Was it just a trick of light fading into what we are done? Can we go back to those days when everything felt so right? Or are we just chasing shadows in the middle of the night? Are we just tired of the fight or just scared to walk away? Caught in between what was love and the ghost of yesterday. Can we go back to those days when everything feels alright? Or are we just chasing shadows in the middle of the night? Is it over now? Or can
what?
We say goodbye?
It's music.
What is it?
Don't ask me. Female Monday music.
Oh, amazing.
I guess that was a gal.
888-775-3773. This Thursday of this week is the first Thursday of September. Do you remember when it was time, September? It is the men's forum. And those meetings are like a blessing. I can't think of another word. The men are truly working on themselves, and they come from everywhere to participate in truth. So this Thursday at 7 p.m., it is the first. My mic went out for some reason, and it came right back. Somebody hit something, I guess. It is the first Thursday of the month. All right? At 7 p.m., so we will be having, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. And then, I'm not sure if any other shows are happening today. No Hate Report today, and no Anchorman today, right, Nick? No Anchorman. What the? They don't know yet. Well, maybe, I'm assuming that there is no sickness on earth. I mean, in heaven. And likewise, there's no sickness on earth except in the imagination. If you think you're sick, you're sick. We're betas, huh? Beta. So, no hate. How come my mic went out again? What's going on?
It has to.
Huh?
It has to. It had to.
What?
Is it back? It had to.
Why it had to?
To reset something, they had to do that to you.
Okay, so the mic going off and on because they're working on the equipment over there. So that's what happened Friday. Nothing worked. All right? I appreciate y'all patient with that, too. So my mic going in and out is because they're working on something, so it has to happen. But all is well. We're still going to go straight forward. All the way to glory. And I forgot what I was saying.
Well, you said everybody's sick because we don't know that there is no sickness. We're betas.
They don't know that sickness is of the imagination. Do you know that, Hate? If you could stop believing that you're sick and believing the thought about it, you could be healed immediately.
I feel like living in your imagination leads you to get yourself sick. I think that it happens over time, and then it takes the time to get back out of it.
And that's why you have a problem. You say you feel like, and you think that. You don't know that you can be healed in an instant. Because you got all these other, I think this, and take time, and happen after the time.
God agrees with me.
Who?
God.
Okay. So when Christ healed people right then and there, they took time to be healed?
They were healed in...
When he said, get up and walk, Then he mean, oh, take your time. You can get up and walk, but not now. It takes time.
Remember, he healed that man's eyesight?
Yes.
And they're like, I see people look like trees walking around. I don't know how he knew what trees look like, but they look like trees walking around. So it took a couple of times.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, huh?
He was healed.
It's in
right
the Bible.
Away.
It's a fact.
It's in the Bible. He was healed right away. He could see, and so his sight became clearer and clearer and clearer.
Just like my issues are getting clearer and clearer and clearer.
Okay.
A month is like a day to the Lord.
That's for sure. But how about to you?
It's forever for me.
Amazing. Let's do some more super chat. Then I want to get to your calls.
Okie dokie.
All right. Super.
Hannes.
Super chat. Oh, we can't play super the super chat thing. Okay, no. Super.
Hannes, I did that Gen Z experiment too. So these are from Friday, y'all, because we had no show on Friday.
Right, because everything was out. It was totally on our end, not y'all end, not out there.
The studio thinks that it can get sick.
It's beta.
I did that Gen Z experiment too, where I pretended to believe in God. He's saying, remember those atheists from Thursday, Bible Thumper Thursday?
Over in Europe, I believe, they're doing that pretend to believe in God for a month.
Yeah, act like you believe in God for a month. And so one of them really started to believe in God.
Right.
I assumed God existed, says Hannes, over in Europe, I believe. And that assumption turned into knowing God exists. And then God guided me to you, Jesse, and the rest is history.
Oh, amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Oh, amazing.
Very nice. Prince for church.
Thank you, Prince. I appreciate it.
That's over on Cash App. Mexico Pow said on Friday, Happy Friday, old black man emoji, bow with a ribbon emoji.
Happy Friday. Thank you.
Fazul, miss you, JLP. Don't worry. We'll take it from here.
I appreciate that. Right on. Amazing.
Eli 9A, here is some money for your little business.
If ever we need it, Eli, we need it now. Thank you so much. We got to upgrade, continue to upgrade the equipment and blah, blah, blah. Thank you.
Very nice. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, someone 7 coffees, and the work of righteousness shall be peace and quietness and assurance forever. Isaiah 32:17.
That's deep. It's in the Word. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
That's deep.
Another from Eli 9A. Poor Jesse. He forgot to pay the light bill. He black.
He black. I wish it was that simple. Thank you, though.
Riley 113. Silent show means silent prayer show.
That's for sure. What the? Thank you.
ADHD 777 said on Friday, enjoy the weekend. See y'all Monday. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Thank you. It was hotter than 90. Going north. But yeah, an amazing weekend. Hey, do you know if they're going to leave the time as it is? Time zone thing?
I don't think it kicks in. I haven't heard anything.
Oh, okay.
But based on how my experience with the government, things don't tend to kick in right away. They take a few months or even like years.
But they did decide that they're going to leave it at daylight saving time.
No, I don't know if that even happened.
Oh.
Did Trump sign a daylight saving time permit? Because I don't think the Senate approved it yet.
Okay. I was wondering because it seemed like I like the fact that the days are longer. It seemed like they normally change it around spring or somewhere in there.
Yeah, we're supposed to fall back.
When?
November.
Oh, beginning of
November for the United States, sort of like the end of November for Europe and other places. And not at all for like Arizona and Hawaii and maybe some other spots.
So it's in November.
Yeah.
For us. Yep. Okay. Amazing. I don't want them to set it back. I want to leave it right where it is. I love the long day. It's like 8 p.m. and the sun is bright. I was like, what? No, it's time for bed. Amazing.
The
Thank
nice
you.
Thing it'll is it'll be like the sun will be setting at 4:45 rather than 4:45.
See, I don't like that.
In winter, you know, like the dead of winter, down where we are.
I want the sun to start setting around 9. Yeah.
But the problem is, you know how it gets light at 7 a.m. Right. in some parts of winter?
Yeah.
It's going to be getting light at 8 a.m. It'll be dark until 8 a.m. That's ridiculous.
Good. That is.
So that's why I want permanent standard time.
Which one we on now?
Daylight saving.
Uh-uh. I want saving time.
You want daylight saving time?
Yeah.
I mean, it is nice that after I get out of 4, I get an extra little bit.
I want what Trump want.
Yeah, yeah. They say to switch is the worst. To have one is the second best, and to have the other is the first best.
Yes. Amazing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Eli 9A and Silent Prairie Show and all that. Riley says, number one fan.
Thank you, Riley. I appreciate it.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I don't even know how we got to daylight saving time. Okay. Aries 1 gifted the can a couple of times over on pilled.net on Sunday. Very nice.
Thank you.
T. Smith for coffee. Hearts.
Thank you, T. Smith.
Jack B. Double exclamation mark emoji.
Thank you, Jack B.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jack. Amazing.
Those are on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you, Jack B. I appreciate it.
Mario 3 Coffees. Hey, Jesse, how you? So they paired me up with the devil at work in the form of an 83-year-old lady. I'm not judging, but for conversation purposes, she's mean, vicious, nasty. Everyone seems to like her. How should I handle being around someone like that while working on myself?
Amazing. They don't like her. They're afraid of her. So because they're afraid of her, they try to appease her because they can't handle the head. But what you should do is just don't resent her. She can't forgive her. She can't help it. And just whatever happens to your ego, be a doormat. Don't fight it just because it's not happening to you. And do your work and go home. Really, you got to work. And no matter where you go in this world, you're going to deal with evil people. No matter where you go. So you got to start not resenting them. Don't judge them, but forgive them. Amazing.
Very
nice. I wish you well.
Shout out, Mario.
Shout out, Mario.
33 Coffees, very generous, from Based Nation. Hello. Do you deliver silver corn around the world? Up and down the world?
We do.
The silver coin.
Absolutely. Go to Jesse Lee Peterson.shop. I'll call 800-411-BOND. This silver coin is amazing, 250 years. And my face is on it. It's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Base Nation. Wilder Chess, hello to the Bond Substack community. This was during church. A good father makes me think of Jesus, feeds the 5,000. Hope for provision. Smiley.
What you may not realize, this yesterday, Sunday, I asked before the meeting started, I think maybe we talked about it a little bit after it started too, what is a good father, I believe? Let me see. And what happened was a friend of mine texted me, he was married now, and they're thinking about starting having children. And so they texted me on Saturday and said, hey man, I'm curious. In your opinion, what's the best part about being a kid, by having kids? What's the best part about having kids and being a father? So I got this text. What's the best part about having kids and being a father? So I texted them back. I said, I can't think of a best part. And I put that laugh face. You know when the laugh is so hard, the tears come down?
Yep.
I can't think of a best part. And they chased me back. They said, what about just some good parts? What about some just some good parts about being a father, having kids. And I texted back and I said, can't see any good parts or good things. Can't see any good parts or good thing. And they texted me back, and then I put the laugh face again. And they tapped me back and said, dang, was it that bad? With the laugh face.
Terrible.
Were you able to think of any good part about being a father, James?
Yeah.
What, like what?
You learn stuff about yourself and people and stuff.
You learn that anyway.
Not necessarily.
If you're one of those people who want to understand.
Right, but I
but
know.
Most but people don't learn.
Yeah, because this is sort of possibly like a nice sink or swim situation in which you, if you want to do a good job, you better learn type stuff.
What the? And I have a son and two grandkids, adult grandkids now, and great grandkids. I sure can't find the best part. I can remember when my son lived
with...
Or
even a good part.
Right. When my son lived with me and he was little, he used to love, you know, being like me. He wanted everybody to know that I was his father. He was, like, fun and blah, blah, blah. Other than that, all everything changed. So... At least for a while. Amazing. But thank you.
Norris,
that's how that question came up.
Norris T. sent 10 gift memberships on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel, I believe. No, no, this is the Bond channel.
Thank you, Norris T. I appreciate it.
Keep on cutting. Jesse, I joined from the UK, and you and your wonderful audience impact me in such a positive way. Thank y'all. That's Americans, right? say y'all. For sharing and being good humans.
Stay Hearts. With us. Stay with us. Stay with the truth is the same everywhere, just like the lie is the same everywhere. And the deceiver lies to us, and they lie to us through other people, too. That's why you got to know for yourself. Wake up and stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Don't stop. Don't look back. Don't look forward. Just stay present and live. Amazing. I wish you well.
Charlie740 sent 5 gift memberships on Bond YouTube.
Thank you, Charlie. Amazing.
Thank you, Charlie. Kale, John 5:22, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, Jesus.
Amazing. Thank you.
Interesting. Riley, JLP's arms looking ripped. What is he, the Hulk? Jesse Lee Hulkerson. He doesn't need anger to be strong, though.
That's right. Anyone with anger is weak. That's why they're angry. And that's why they try so hard to prove that they're strong, because they are weak. Any male or female with anger is a weak, really pathetic person with no love. Isn't that amazing? I got to stop their hate.
We'll read the rest later, y'all. Thank you.
Thank
kindly.
You. Amazing. Let me go to Greg out of Florida. Greg, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Greg.
So I was just going to say, I heard several people talking about and comment. When you was talking about earlier, you know, you said certain people get to a certain point of this journey and then they stop.
Yeah.
You know, or they, and I can understand why they would. I get it, because, you know, going through it, sometimes you're like, "Ooh, I'm tired of this," you know. But like you said, there's you know, when you go back, it's even worse, you know. So you realize all you can do is go forward. And I have noticed too that, you know, I've always kind of been awake, but I didn't know how to deal with some of that stuff, you know, until I started listening to you 5 or 6 years ago.
Right.
And so, you know, I hear you say sometimes you'll say, you know, well, I was asleep, but I wasn't that asleep, you know. And And that's the way I was, you know, I was asleep, but I still knew a lot that was going on. But I think what gets me through a lot of my days now, because if you stop and think about it, you can worry about anything. You know, you can worry about, you know, if you stop and think, you know, you're like, man, I can worry about this, I can worry about this. And then you realize, well, what difference is it going to make if I worry about it? Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, you know? So I think that's the hardest part, knowing for humans, especially, I think we love control, like you said. Yeah. When you don't have control, that's where you want to be, to not have it, but you've tried to have it for so long, and it's been this false control. And then whenever you give up the control you didn't even have, but you think you're giving up, it makes it really hard, you know, because you've identified with that for so long. I sit back and I think sometimes, I don't know how, when you talk about that story, Job in the Bible, you know, he kept getting one thing after another, after another, after another, you know, and it's almost like, that's the way it started coming in when I started doing the right thing. It came in, it was like, come in so fast, problems did, you know. And I don't mean problems like you can't handle it, but like it's testing your patience, you know. It wants you to overreact, you know. And you can feel inside of you panicking, but it's so funny. If you overreact to it, you get a temporary good feeling, but then you suffer the rest of the day.
You know, you mentioned Job. Everything that Job went through is what men and women go through when they make up their mind. They want to die from the ego. They go through everything that Job went through. We tend to think that when the story about Job was a physical thing, but it was spiritual. When you wake up, you lose your family. You lose your a relationship with physical people, places, and things. You lose everything. You lose your so-called friends when you wake up. But you also gain the world. When Job didn't react to losing everything, he also gained the whole world. He got it all back and then some. And then he had the right, he already had the relationship with it in the right way. But that's what's going to happen. You got to have the right relationship with the world when you overcome the world.
Yeah. I had a 35-year porn addiction, and when I quit that, man, it really turned up.
Amazing. Can you hold for me? Let me take a quick break.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes, sir. I understand.
I got to take a break. That hour went by like now they're going north. 888-77-JESSE, the hate news and not the fake news. I'll be right back. Two more hours to go. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, y'all. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back. We'll get to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats and some great stories, y'all. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even if you have not already called and gotten on air yet, all right? It is hate news, not fake news. And to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second or third hour coming up, everyone. It is hate news, not fake news. No hate report today. Only hate news. And no American anchor baby today. Okay? They're taking it easy. Okay, so the far-left commie nonsense network, CNN, reports that Tim Cook is wrapping up his tenure as the Apple CEO. This is his last day, 15-year run as Apple CEO. Seems like just yesterday he was, not exactly, coming in as Apple CEO. Comes to an end today. He took over the company in 2011 with the daunting task of succeeding Steve Jobs, the late, great Steve Jobs, who died at a young age, relatively speaking, very young. But what followed was an extraordinary growth. Apple's stock soared more than 2,000% under his watch. The company became only the second ever to reach a $5 trillion valuation, whatever that means. It's huge. Sounds huge. Along the way, the iPhone became embedded in people's daily lives, how people pay, listen to music, exercise, and communicate. Apple's ambitions widened. Tim Cook, pushed the company deeper into entertainment, health, and wearables. John Ternus, T-E-R-N-U-S, Apple's senior vice president of hardware engineering, takes over as CEO tomorrow, chief executive officer Tuesday, with a different set of challenges. They're under pressure to catch up on AI after the Vision Pro fell short of expectations, whatever that thing is. Is that the goggle things? I don't know. The company is under pressure to catch up with that. A memory chip shortage is driving up in product prices. Tim Cook will remain on Apple's board of directors, but he leaves John Ternus, with some advice for the top job. Make products that, quote-unquote, enrich people's lives, customers' lives. Keep focusing on that, he said in April. It'll produce a great business. We'll be able to build more products and do it all over again, he said. There's flood crises at home and abroad. At least one person is dead and 15 others missing in the Grand Canyon. Flash flooding in the Grand Canyon over the weekend. The body of a 46-year-old man recovered near Crystal Rapids along the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon. The flooding damaged a water pipeline serving tourist areas, significantly limiting visitor activity ahead of the Labor Day holiday. Next Monday is Labor Day observed, the first Monday of the month. Okay? Meanwhile, the death toll, September's coming up, y'all. The death toll continues to rise after catastrophic flooding swept through parts of Nepal and China. You saw some of that footage, probably. If you didn't, whew, it's rough. It's like huge. It's crazy. At least 919 people were killed, probably many more than that. 4,793 remain missing across both countries between Nepal and China. In Nepal, authorities are racing to rescue hundreds of workers believed trapped in tunnels following that disaster, which I think occurred last, Wednesday? What a mess. And there's renewed escalation in the war with Iran, if you want to call it a war. Iran and the United States traded attacks overnight, first time in over a month. Huh, wasn't aware. Potentially reigniting the conflict after weeks of relative military calm, the White House now says there are no ongoing talks between the two countries. Interesting. I'll tell you more about what's going on with the Strait and the bombs and stuff. But I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what they've been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know
we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question. Know thyself, right? Brand new biblical question. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? What an amazing question. And wait until you find out why I ask that question or this question. Really? I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, and I believe the listen line is working now. Am I right, Kurt? The listen line is working now? You don't know? Let me know somebody if, yes, it's working. The listen line is back working. So if you got to run around, you can podcast and still listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. Second hour of the show already on Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
It is ma'am.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. She's lying. What the? A spiritual battle. I don't know what I do know, but for conversation purposes, I don't know why an individual adult, male or female, don't pay attention to their own life. I do know what I'm saying for conversation. And instead, they can't see that what they've been taught by society, by their parents, or by their whomever, all their lives have been nothing but lies. You've been lied to how to live, what to want in life, how to get what you want, how to be, how to compare yourself, how not to compare, get married. You've been lied to. And each generation repeats the same thing over and over because you've been taught by people who are lost how to live. And the way that they're teaching you or have taught you is not even working for them, but they teach you this dark life lesson, and then you suffer. And you won't even stop and question, okay, I'm doing what they said, I'm doing what they suggested. I've gotten married. I've done this. We're not gotten married. Done this. It ain't working. Why? Why don't you question? You read the Bible. You preach Jesus. You prayed at the altar. You did everything they said, and yet it's not working. But you go through a whole lifetime, never question. And then they sit and never question why it's not working. And they set you up, and they say, you can't question God. Now you're scared to ask God why it's not working. Amazing, huh? It's nobody's fault but yours. It may be your fault because you're an adult. You should be an individual, male or female, and work on your life and give the world the finger. The hell with the world. Let the world go. Let the people suffer. Let them act and do whatever they want. That's the life they want for themselves, and then they cry at night. Amazing, huh? Let me go quickly back to Greg out of Florida. Greg, go ahead. Thank you for holding.
No, thank you for taking my call again, Jesse. So I do believe that the body will suffer if the mind thinks it is. I do believe that, but after I quit that 35-year porn addiction I had, because I ran to that every time I felt anxiety, you know, I was looking for a way out of that.
Yes.
But I didn't realize I was destroying myself.
Absolutely. Because we are blind. We've been lied to all our life. All our life. We've been lied to. And so we keep doing what the liars tell us in this society, our parents and others, and it doesn't work.
I started having a lot of stomach trouble and some health issues after I did that. You know, when I first did it, I was fine. Then all of a sudden it started getting bad. And I went to the doctor several times, and the doctor said, check me over. And they did all these tests and did these tests for a while. And I ended up having a bad gallbladder. But other than that, the doctor said, man, you're real healthy. There's nothing wrong. And he said, has anything been going on in your life? And I said, yeah, my girlfriend left me and took my kids. And then, I quit a porn addiction and all. And he said, oh, God, yeah. And I said, why? And he said, well, you know, when you do something like that, like watching that, it releases these huge amounts of endorphins and dopamines and all. And it gives you a temporary good feeling, you know, but then it, you know, you have to keep going back and keep like a drug addict. You know, you keep going back and you keep going back. And the more you do that, the worse it gets. And he said, so when you stop that, your brain is now depleted of that drug it needed. So it's going to take years for your gut to come back around, you know, your stomach, because you're in withdrawals and, you know, for such a long period of time. And he said, it feels like something is wrong and you think you're going crazy. If you could remove your mind, you'd be okay. It's all your mind.
If you clear your mind, the rest will follow.
Yeah. And it's just hard because Satan knows that's, I'm concerned about that because, you know, the worse you feel during the day, a little harder it is to get jobs done and to remember things. So you start piling on, you know, trying to stay focused and trying to be in the moment, because I'm constantly all day long bringing myself back to the moment. And I've realized, you know, talking to people, 90% of the people I talk to will talk about stuff, Jesse, that don't even matter. And you can realize that when they're talking to you, they don't understand what they're saying, because when you question them saying, well, hey, you just told me this, but you're doing this. How does that work? They get mad at you.
Shallow minds have shallow conversations. It's amazing.
Why do they get so mad, Jesse, when you question that?
Because they don't want the truth. They want the lie.
Okay.
They love being angry. They don't want
it.
That's why we're not supposed to impose on anyone. They don't want it. So let people alone. Leave them alone. Let them suffer. Now recently, the last couple of months, give or take, realize that illness, just like everything else, is of the mind. If you believe the lie that your body is ill or sick or whatever, you believe it. Like with everything else, it affects your body because that's what you believe. And because when you read the word, it's in the word. Christ said to God, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's in the Lord's Prayer. And in heaven, in God, there is no illness at all. There is no sickness, no disease, no worries, no nothing. And we are created from the image of God. And so sickness make a home in the body because that's what we believe in the mind. Just like with anything, whatever you believe in the thoughts by way of thinking, it become reality because you make it happen. Once you believe it, you're going to start reacting and acting out to it, and you make it happen.
Well, I know every time I lay down at night or even during the day, you know, I'm constantly watching myself all the time, you know, to the point to where I don't pay attention to most people anymore, you know, what they're doing, because I know that if you get distracted off watching what they're doing, you can't see how you're going to react to what you do. And
you got to keep your eyes on yourself and give everyone else the finger.
It's one of the hardest things to do because you've been wired for so long to do the opposite of that.
Well, don't try to do it. It'll happen naturally as you are overcoming the world in your mind. It's happening naturally.
Well, I'll say this last thing. The more you do that, Jesse, the more you stay in the moment and the more you watch yourself, or the more you watch what's going on and how people react and how they get mad over you just asking questions, the more you realize that you feel the pain in you gets 100 times worse then, because you're in that present moment instead of lost in your head. And because I had never been in that present moment like that, the presence now feels painful, you know, but that's where you're supposed to be. And it's crazy that being in the moment and doing those right things makes your body feel so much pain.
Well, just stay with it. And don't worry about, it's not like you're working on it. Don't worry about how long it takes. How difficult, endure to the end. Our theme for the fellowship is endurance. And endure to the end, doesn't matter how long it takes, how painful, you stay with it, Greg.
That's all you can do, Jesse. I know now, if you complain about it, it makes it worse, but also know there's nothing to go back to.
Absolutely. Stay with it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Good to hear from you, Greg.
Yes, sir. It's good to hear from you too, sir.
All right. Amazing. Have you noticed this is hell on earth? This is not heaven on earth. Hell is inside every human being. I know some people are afraid of dying. I don't want to go to hell. I'm afraid of death. I will burn in the lake of fire, they say. I will burn in hell. But what they don't know, they're already in hell. You're already in hell. You have the fear of hell because you're already in hell. Your emotions, the so-called good one and bad one, is hell. Your thinking, all thoughts, all lies, all the time, is hell. This is hell on earth. Tell me one right thing that you see happening around you, in yourself and through others, except for those men who are working and women who are working on themselves. This is hell already. You ain't got to go to hell. You're in hell. And don't know it. You're in the lake of fire. Already. When you're crying because you're in hell. Unless you realize, wow, I was in hell, and now you have tears that come and flow by. I'll give you some examples of hell. And these are like outer examples that's happening to other people. So don't think it's not happening to you. Oh, I would never do that, you say. I would never do that. You lie. When you say never, 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 you're lying. You don't know what you ever will or will not do. You're not in control of anything. And for some reason, and I'm using the word some reason for conversation purposes, consciously using the word, the women are going crazy with men and children. Unless it's been going on the whole time to disagree, and we're just now becoming aware of it. But it is insane. What the women, not all, of course, some, most, not some, are doing to men, children. They were aborting them at first, killing the man's children inside the womb. Now it's happening on the outside of the womb. Once they're like kids, what's your excuse now? It's just a fetus. You still believe it's a fetus that you're killing? Or wounding, or you're hurting in one form or another? This is what happens when you allow evil to happen in your life. It spreads. It doesn't get worse. I mean, better. It gets worse. Evil gets worse. New York Post. A Bronx judge found a mother of two suffering from postpartum psychosis, not guilty of killing her young children in 2022. ABC 7.
Can you prevent of the ICE federal at
That's
the federal
the right
level
word.
From securing?
Again with the mother who viciously stabbed and killed her children in a Bronx shelter. But a judge ruled she's not responsible for their deaths by reason of insanity. That judge says 26-year-old Damone Fleming was in a state of psychosis when she killed her kids 4 years ago. One of them was 3 years old, the other just 11 months.
In November 2022, Damone Fleming was experiencing overwhelming hallucinations, which directed her to slash the throats of her two young sons, 3-year-old Deshaun and 11-month-old Octavius. This part of the findings of psych evaluations conducted by both the defense and prosecution announced Monday in a Bronx criminal courtroom.
On Monday, the court allowed Ms. Fleming to plead not responsible by reason of mental disease or defect.
The killings happened nearly 4 years ago, but delayed by Fleming's mental state and her inability to understand the proceedings. During the hearing, prosecutors read from their psychiatrist report. It is my opinion to a reasonable degree of psychiatric certainty that at the time of the November 26, 2022 killings, Ms. Fleming was grossly psychotic and out of touch with reality. She was consumed with hyper-religious and paranoid delusions involving God and demons. She had believed that people were in different bodies and that the world was coming to an end. She had believed that she was invaded by a spirit.
Amazing. So they're all postpartum psychosis. What, ladies, don't fall for this. Don't let the world give you reasons for your weakness. Don't let them excuse it away from you. Face it and overcome. Because the world don't love you. They don't have answers. This woman has been accused of killing this man's children. And they're like, oh, she's not guilty. Well, who did it? And this is happening more and more and more now. And if you notice, if you pay really, really attention, the world make up all kinds of excuses for a woman to be evil, for females to be evil. You smack your man upside the head. He can't hit you back because you're smaller and you're not as strong. That's evil. You kill the children in the womb. They tell you it's your body, your choice. It's just a fetus. Now you're killing the children as this woman was accused of doing. And they say, oh, it's not you. It's postpartum psychosis. And they're allowing evil to flow through the woman. The gates of hell is inside the woman. Until she starts to admit it, drop that anger, forgive, and paradise is in her. But do not let the world pull you into these lies. Prosecutor noted that the mother had been diagnosed with major depressive disorder and given medication.
So I think it's important to note that we can acknowledge the tragedy of losing the children while also recognizing that their mother was profoundly ill when this occurred.
In court, prosecutors said Fleming sought treatment and was diagnosed with major depressive disorder and prescribed psychotropic medication a month before the killings. They say blood work revealed the 22-year-old mother had stopped taking the medications and instead was smoking marijuana daily, which only exacerbated her major depressive disorder, which presented when she was still pregnant.
Amazing that both sides agree.
Amazing
that they are acknowledging postpartum psychosis was at play and was this devastating emergency illness that was affecting this mother who then lethally killed her two children.
And they said mother, so you get that feeling for a mother, and she can get away with murder. And what do those women say? Same. With the Lancet classy situation. Same, they say. You think this is bad? They're now killing, being accused of killing the children outside the womb. I knew that would happen when, I remember when Barack Obama first ran for president, they were saying at somewhere in Chicago, he was for up to at least the 9th month or something. And it had to go from that to killing the children outside the womb because it's evil. It's evil. And if you don't overcome evil, there's no limitation to what you will and are doing, not only to yourself, but to others. And the children of the lie, Satan's children, will allow you, they'll give you reasons to, especially if you're a female, they'll let you know, oh, that's fine. Postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, they make up these words. New York Times and CBS is reporting, and some of you know about Lindsay Clancy's situation. They are deliberation because they went home for the weekend, the jury did, and now the deliberation can resume on Monday in Lindsay Clancy's murder trial. Fox News.
Jurors return to court tomorrow for a third day of deliberations in the trial of Lindsay Clancy, the Massachusetts mother accused of killing her three young children.
Hey, Griff. So right now, the jury of 9 women and 3 men are out in the community. They're home for the weekend, trying to avoid any and all media coverage of Lindsay Clancy, which is tough, especially considering how high profile this case is. Jurors have been deliberating for roughly 10 and a half hours so far, starting Thursday. On Friday, the jury sent their first note to the judge. They wanted to see 2 bags of pill bottles and a bloody knife said to be used during Clancy's suicide attempt after allegedly killing her 3 kids. While the prosecution argues Clancy planned the murders, the defense says she was in a state of psychosis and hearing hallucinations. So the jury has a lot to think about. They have to be unanimous and consider several charges, which include Clancy being not guilty due to lack of criminal responsibility, guilty of first-degree or second-degree murder, or guilty of manslaughter. Now, the jury is set to continue on with deliberations in that Massachusetts courtroom starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Amazing. You don't want these women to get away with killing your children, men. They've been doing it inside the womb for years now, and it just got worse. In the black community, genocide upon the unborn child. Now they're doing it to the born child, when it is a child. You don't want them getting away with this. It's only going to get worse. It can't get better. Gemini has reported that the attorney of Lindsay is lashing out at the prosecutor outside the courthouse because he was unhappy with the podcaster, Inside Edition.
High drama at the Lindsay Clancy murder trial.
Stay away from me.
Lindsay's attorney lashed out at a podcaster outside court.
Stay away from me.
He was apparently not pleased with the podcaster's positive reporting on a prosecution witness who testified that Lindsay was not suffering from psychosis when she strangled her 3 children.
You are a weasel.
Why? Because I said he was a good witness?
Today, Kevin Reddington cross-examined the prosecution witness, a psychologist who continues to maintain that Lindsay knew right from wrong and therefore was criminally responsible for murdering her 3 children.
Man, these people are killing children. They can't say this is a fetus. And they can't say my body, my choice. Or maybe they can say my children, my choice, and get away with it. earth is not heaven, and man nor woman is God. Two nurses stood behind Clancy in case of an emergency. While the Vanity Fair reporter is facing backlash for giggling and winking. Inside Edition.
Sitting in the courtroom, I can tell you what the cameras don't show. Two nurses are seated behind Lindsay, ready to come to her aid in case she has a medical crisis or a breakdown. Lindsay is watching the jurors intently. The jury is made up of 12 women and 6 men, including alternates. They are taking copious notes. Also today, this spectator is under fire for giggling, mugging for the camera, and even winking while jurors were entering the courtroom during the trial. Imagine going to a murder trial for 3 children and treating it as some sort of promotional event, goes one outraged comment on social media. Shame on you, goes another. So who is she? Brittany Romano is a writer who was on assignment for Vanity Fair magazine. In a strange twist, she says she grew up with Lindsay and shared this photo of the two dressed up as kids. After the video, an angry reaction went viral. She posted, love it.
See? All for the thrill of it. It's for the thrill. Human nature is evil. Human nature is not of God. It is evil. Human beings don't have love. Nobody loves nobody. Amazing. And last but not least, women, a GB news clip of a heated panel debate on this Lindsay thing, GB News.
These are man-hating women that are standing outside. This is what it's about. They think the husband did it. They're crazy. They've lost their mind.
Do you know why they're waving for a murderer? Do you know why the woman is in a wheelchair? Did you even notice that she's
couldn't care less. She's a murderer.
Because she jumped out the window after this happened.
So she should have. I'd have pushed her. They say that Lindsay was in psychosis. I think these women are suffering some from psychosis. They've been watching too many true crime Netflix dramas. You know, this was an incredibly privileged woman, incredibly wealthy. She had a nanny, and she's still complaining that she needed help. She could not have got more help from the system that she already have received. This is a murderer who strangled her children one by one. One of the boys ran away, and she chased him down and killed him.
Lori Watkins.
What you just said was absolutely disgusting.
Thank you.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Thank you.
And you can hear that he's not. Okay?
Why is this true?
You clearly don't care, so pipe down.
I don't care. And by the way, men watching this, if you have a woman sat next to you on the sofa who is defending this murderer, you got to think deeply about this. I've seen weddings.
So we need to have some empathy.
Talk to your women and find out. What are they thinking? They're defending this woman. It's
insane. I don't think anybody's defending what she did, but you can have empathy for what she went through and how she... I know many women that this has happened to. No, they did not kill their children, but they also, what you failed to
mention... Well, they should be
commended.
Be quiet, because they
please. I've had it with you.
Oh, my God.
And
they should be commended. They're going to kill their children. She's a murderer. These women are cheering.
Who is this guy? We need 5 more men like that who is not afraid to be honest with the females. Who is this guy? Amazing. That was from GB News. Men, you need to speak up, but don't be angry at judgment. Women need this. Look how that woman couldn't handle that. She got loud because loud noise is a weapon. They get loud and they use noise against you. They get loud. Quick break. Back in a moment. I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business, but because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. that yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Announcement. Check out the merch. I think we should show the merch. Can we show merch now? Check out the merch. 250 years of celebrating America. And do we have a new thing you made there? And listen to this. We all have that. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. 800-411-2663 or jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? And here's what it looked like in person. And it is beautiful. And you know, investing in silver, you can't go wrong. Oh, man, what the, who would have thought? My own coffee, and now this. And while you enjoy the beauty and your investment in Silvercoin, you could be having some Pudgy coffee. It is good. Pudgy's coffee is amazing. And while you're doing that, you could be reading some amazing books. My books are amazing, and I will sign them, absolutely. And while you're doing that, you could be dressed in merch, T-shirts, mugs, all kinds of tote bags and amazing stuff. Go to jessieleepeterson.shop, jessieleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingtheman.com/store, rebuildingtheman.com/store. All right? Amazing stuff. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. Ring the bell. Like the videos. And blah, blah, blah. All right? Don't forget it. So that these women who are being accused now of killing their children outside the womb. And they're being supported with it. See, you remember the order of God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children? And when that order is gone, when it's gone, these women go crazy. They lose their mind because they don't have that order. They're not under that. Men are over women, whether they're married to them or not, as Christ is over men. And if you're not in that order, your life is not going to work. My life won't work. No one's life will work unless you come back to that order. Here's one other thing about this Lindsay situation. GB News is reporting that, oh, we played the clip. Oh, that's wrong. Amazing. One other quick thing is Monday, Female Monday. I want to understand this. But I also want you to know this is why we're losing our country. One of the reasons, not the only reason. You put women in charge of government, businesses, media and all that, they call themselves doctors and lawyers and all that mess. Everything goes out of control, teachers. And now the Allahu Abba people is now taking over our country. Slowly, I don't even know if it's slowly anymore, but surely. If this is true, may God have mercy on America. It's only going to get worse. They lost their country in Europe because of weak government, weak men and women running the government. And the people from Allahu Abba country in Africa have taken over and destroyed the country. And going after white people in their own country. It's happening here, and it's only going to get worse because men are not in their proper place of being like, you know, being men instead of being like women. It's only going to get worse, and I got proof. I've been saying for a long time that white people in America are under genocide. It's going to get worse. You literally allow Allahu Abba people to take over the government of this country. What do you think going to happen? Can we say hello, Sharia law? And white people are going to get worse for you. And not just you, though, but I'm saying white because they it's okay in this country and in Europe to attack white people, physically attack them. This is from R-O-Y-A, Roy, Royer News. Royal News. I want you to watch this dumb, stupid governor of New York. If this is real, somebody need to fire this lady quickly. This female has no clue. She is evil. If this is real, because nowadays you don't know what's real online and what's not. So-called New York Governor Kathy Hochul appeared in a video showing her wearing a black hijab, while addressing Muslim leaders and they're in New York. Watch this from X.
And I want to thank His Excellency, Mr. Abedin, thank him for welcoming me, making me feel part of the family, to our imam and all the other executives for our
organization.
And I want to thank His Excellency, Mr. Abedin, to thank him for welcoming me, making me feel part of the family, to our imam and all the other executives for our organization.
This helper is in the United States, in our government, and she is addressing or speaking to the enemies of, because they do see us as the great Satan. She's speaking to them dressed like them. Do you know those people are smiling in their hearts, knowing that they have control of our government? And she's giving them that proof right there. If that doesn't make you concerned, I don't know what it's going to take. How much pain do you need before you're tired of being you? How much you need? This same female, Hochul, recently bragged about banning cooperation between local and law enforcement and ICE, MS Now.
Can you prevent of the ICE federal at the federal level from securing agreements with local police forces in New York
State? I just banned it. It's against the law now in the state of New York to have these agreements. The federal law that allows the creation of these agreements says subject to state and local laws. State law just changed. So no more. No more.
Because you listen to the woman, because you put the woman in control of your life, you will suffer. And this is for men and women. When women listen to women, they suffer. Look what this female is doing. New York is a mess now. And it's going to get worse. We are being conquered in the United States of America. These Allahu Akbar people, the Muslims, for years, and even in their little Quran book, they made it clear, America is the big Satan, and Israel is the little Satan, worthy of conquer, no matter how you do it, get it done. And they're doing it. I can't believe they're really doing it in this country, but they are. Thank you, Kathy Hochul, whatever your stupid name is. The world gone crazy. Earth is not heaven. Man is not God. And one other quick one before I go to your calls. ABC 7 is reporting that a mother admitted to kidnapping her 11-year-old son and killing him, 11-month-old son. A mother admitted to killing her 11-month-old son and killing him because she didn't want his father to have custody of him. This is from X.
A mother who admitted to killing her baby in New Mexico has pled guilty to murder. In December of last year, Grants County deputies say Madeline Daly was on the run from Wyoming after she kidnapped her 11-month-old son. Deputies say they found Daly at an RV outside of Silver City where she barricaded herself inside. Deputies say Daly shot and killed her son during a standoff. Daly pled guilty to murder. She is facing a life sentence.
Amazing, huh? They kill them outside the womb now, according to these reports, because they were allowed to kill them on the inside of the womb. Let me go to Earl out of Michigan. Earl, you are on the air.
Jesse, what was your biblical question again?
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
No, they're two separate ones.
And what?
The new one killed the old one.
So wait a minute, Earl, hold on. So you're saying there is a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. You're saying, yes, there is a difference?
Yeah.
And what is the difference?
The Old Testament God no longer exists because the new God destroyed the old God.
So the new God of the New Testament destroyed the old God of the Old Testament?
Yeah.
And how did he do that?
By bringing forgiveness instead of destruction constantly.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Earl. I want to respond real bad, but I got to wait until Sunday. Thank you, buddy.
All right. I'll be there on Sunday, too.
Oh, okay. Right on. Okay. Amazing. Thank you, Earl. Amazing. Renee is out of New York. Renee, you are on the air.
Yeah, I have a scripture for you. It's Isaiah 14.
Are you responding to the biblical question?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
It's the same God.
And so there's no difference?
No, there's no difference.
And why do you say that?
The Old Testament defines the New Testament. The New Testament is basically confirming the Old Testament. It's the same thing, the same book.
Okay, so it's the same.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, Renee. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents. Let me ask this, Renee. Why is it that the God of the Old Testament seems so mean, killing people, children, men, women, and the children, burning up places? Why the God of the Old Testament seem mean, but the God of the New Testament does not seem mean?
Well, you're reading it wrong. The God of the Old Testament was basically defending his people.
By killing them?
Sometimes.
So the God of the Old Testament killed people to defend his people?
Remember Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yes.
Well, that's what's going to happen here.
And so the people of Sodom and Gomorrah were not created by God?
They were created by God. Remember Noah's
flood? But they were not his people?
Remember the flood? He destroyed everything.
That's why I'm trying to understand. Why the God of the Old Testament is so mean?
Well, he's not being mean. He's God. He can do what he wants.
But that seemed mean to me to kill people and children and everybody.
You want to talk to the manager?
Yeah.
Yeah, go talk to God. Tell him what to do.
Amazing. Thank you, Renee. I put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
You about to read me a scripture. You still want to read that?
Isaiah 14, 1 and 2.
Okay.
That is going to be what happens to this evil empire when it turns over to the people who are really supposed to be running it. You know Jesus was black. You know that, right?
Oh, God. Read the scripture for me.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God is right.
Are you black?
Are you?
Bye, Renee. I'm asking you, are you black? You don't want to say you're black. Let me go to Christina. Christine, out of New Mexico. Christine, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Was he black?
Happy last day.
Hold on 1 minute.
Yeah, no problem.
Are you asking if Jesus was black?
No, that man that was just called about. And I asked him, was he black? Oh, he said God was black.
It seems like a black response when somebody asks you if you're black and you say, are you?
Right.
That seems like a black response, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. Christine, thank you for calling. You on the air.
Thank you, Jesse, and happy last day of Men's History Month.
Thank you. Happy Men's History Month. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. One more day.
Nice.
So I was calling to answer the biblical question.
What's the difference? Oh, is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference?
No, there's not a difference, really.
And why you say there is not a difference?
Because the Old Testament is about what man interpreted of God. And this is just me, from what I'm understanding.
Right.
And in the New Testament, it's the revelation. It's the truth revealed to us about what God really is. So the only difference is us.
So why
God never changes.
Why is God so mean in the Old Testament? Killing people and carrying on like that.
Because people were thinking that the God with the little g was God back then. And people are realizing that's not the real God. So people kept paying attention to that and instead of paying attention to actual God.
And that's why he killed
them?
That's why he killed them?
God didn't really kill anybody. It's just people were interpreting things.
So he didn't create.
And blaming it on God.
So God did not create the flood and he didn't and kill the whole everybody everywhere. And or Solomon and Gomorrah burned up everybody, set them on fire and all that kind of stuff. And then there was one lady that was leaving there. And he said, don't look back. If it's love that you're looking for, don't look back. And she looked back and she turned to salt or something. Remember that?
Yeah, like a pillar of salt. Yeah, I kind of remember a little bit of the stories that were told.
Why he was doing all that to the folks he created?
I think things happened, but to say that was because of anger and wrath, I think it's misunderstood.
Can you hold for me, Christine?
Certainly. Yeah, no problem.
Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news. And we're going to get to your super chats and everything. I'll be right back. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two of Bible, of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, not Bible day necessarily, but there is a biblical question and it is interesting. Shout out to the callers. JLP, we'll be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well and more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. The lines are full, all right? So if you call in, young or old, you will get a busy signal at the moment, all right? I believe you'll get a busy signal. But you can try every so often throughout the course of this hour, just in case you want a chance to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, all right? And nice, we'll get to your super chats. Many super chats remain, all right? And again, after the Jesse Lee Peterson show, I regret to inform you today that no American anchor, baby. Thank God he's not replacing me. And no Hake report either. So what do I care anyway if he did? What a mess. Sickly children. But anyway, no, I don't know. Renewed escalation in the war with Iran. Iran and the United States traded attacks overnight for the first time in over a month, as you may have heard at the end of last hour, potentially reigniting the conflict after weeks of relative military calm. The White on the Inside White House, that's Trump White House, now says there are no ongoing talks between those two countries. U.S. Central Command, according to Commie Nonsense Network CNN, said they struck Iranian rocket launchers on Sunday after observing forces preparing to fire rockets carrying mines into the Strait of Hormuz, the critical shipping route at the, or route, if you prefer, at the center of regional tensions, Iran. They fired missiles toward U.S. military targets in Jordan and the UAE, United Arab Emirates, in retaliation. The exchange came days after our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, declared zero tolerance for mine placement in the Strait of Hormuz. Up until last year, whenever this thing started, beginning of the year, I guess, I didn't know that you could put mines in the water. I might have known about depth charges or something like that. I guess that's what those are. Maybe not. But anyway, yeah, they can put mines in, so that makes a lot of boats that carry a whole bunch of oil skittish about traveling that strait. But I heard that the United States military dredged up another lane because some areas are too shallow, so they made it deeper, I guess, is what I'm gathering, I guess, I'm surmising, and allowed more people to drive through. Pretty cool. So anyway, Trump is protecting the strait and clearing it out and preventing them from laying more mines, hopefully. It seems like a difficult thing because squirrely little gorilla mine layers could get in, but so I have to keep a close eye on the situation. The U.S. military said they had finished clearing mines from the critical waterway. A change in the map. Search for Lake Ontario on Google Maps in the United States. You will now find a different name, Lake America. It wasn't just trolling. It wasn't just joking around. It was really Lake America in America. If you're in Canada, you'll still see it named as Lake Ontario. And it made me so curious that I actually went to the map, Google Maps, to look at those different lakes, because I might have learned the names of those lakes back in elementary school, but I don't remember. I was like, why learn geography? What if we go to a different planet? Or what if the world changes? I did learn about tectonic plates and people change the names of places. So why learn it? But alas, I should have been learning it. I should have been paying attention. I listened to those thoughts even as a child. What a mess, huh? So now I know that some of the names of those lakes better. I've heard of Superior. I'd heard of Michigan. I'd heard of even Huron. And Ontario, of course. And I think there's like another one. I forget. Oh, yeah. Erie. Lake Erie. Cool name. Very cool name. Anyway, so it took place over the weekend. Trump signed that executive order Thursday. Gulf of America as well. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3. Somewhere in the world today,
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
You just started a lease.
I specifically remember not wanting to pay attention, at least to, like, Europe and stuff.
Really? You were, like, in your mind as a kid, like, I'm not paying attention to this?
Yeah.
Really?
I was, like, in fourth or fifth grade. I'm like, why do I need to learn this? It's just going to change.
And did you pass the class?
Oh, yeah. I was actually a very good student overall.
Oh, you smart in class?
Well, fourth grade, I was kind of got into a little bit of trouble.
I ain't like the late. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question for this week. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Is there a difference? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still go do what you got to do. Wear a hijab to a Muslim meeting. At like you in Iran somewhere, as Kathy did, Hoga. But you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. I'm being told that right now on their end, not ours, they're having a little problem with the phone for the Talk Screen Live. And so don't blame us. This is not my fault. It may be my fault. It's not our fault this time. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. Amazing.
When she's crying, she's lying.
When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. So, I want to go quickly back to Christine out of New Mexico, and she is responding to the biblical question of this week. Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament? Christine?
Yes.
So you said, just for the record, you said there is no difference or there is a difference?
There's no difference.
And so why did God of the Old Testament seem to be so mean? He brought rain according to the Bible, and he wiped out everybody except Noah and his little family. And then he burned down Sodom and Gomorrah and according to the Bible, set the children, the men and women and children on fire. And then there was a lady, I believe it was a woman, who tried to get away from there. And he's like, don't look back. Mm-hmm. And she looked back and they turned her into salt.
Mm-hmm.
And why the God of the Old Testament seemed mean, but not the God of the New Testament? He turned into a pillar of salt, yeah.
Well, back in the day, that's how they interpreted God to be, because they weren't following the laws. It's like you said, like his laws are simple, but not following them, there is obviously consequence. So it's just they weren't following the law, and when consequence came, instead of them seeing like, oh, look what we've done, you know, we were wrong about how we did things and now we're paying for it, they just blamed him. Like, oh, he's just mean, so we can't do this because he's going to be mean. It's so, like when you blame your dad for like spanking you for not doing what he says, and then you're like, he's mean, he beats me. But that's not true. It's not the truth of the situation.
So you're saying that the God of the Old Testament did that because the people wouldn't obey him?
Yes, they weren't following the laws that were set. Oh, okay. I mean, we see it this day today as well. You know, things are happening because people aren't following those laws and rules and commandments to follow so that we can live peacefully and in harmony.
Interesting. Very interesting. Wow.
Well, it seems like the biblical times haven't really changed much for those who haven't gotten it.
So is he going to come back and burn the world down?
I don't know.
Oh.
I've just seen what's been done already. You know, like, since the internet and social media,
yeah,
we can see things that happen around the world much faster than back in the days where you had to wait for a word to spread and finally get to you. We already see hurricanes and earthquakes and all this stuff, and people are like, we're at the end times. You know, it's no different from what they did back then, too.
Yeah. Well, I want to respond, Christine, but you made me think about some stuff. I got to wait until Sunday. I do appreciate your response to the biblical question.
I appreciate you bringing up that question. I really do enjoy your questions a lot, really.
Well, right on. And I put them out there because I noticed I question myself all the time and things like mm-hmm. this, and it helps me to question. Whereas before, we were taught, no, you can't question God. And if you don't question, you're not going to get the answer. So stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse. I will, definitely. I feel the difference every day, and God shows more to me every day. And
right,
I appreciate when the one time during church when you had said that all you ask God is like for more light.
Yes.
And I started doing that too, and just like give me more truth even about myself. You know, like if I have to take the pain, I love truth more than the pain, so just give me the truth. And
right,
every
on.
Day, like I'm seeing more and more.
I love the light, and the more light I get, the more I want. And so I ask for that. And you're right. If you ask for it, you will receive it.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Exactly.
Right on, Christine. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And if you lose the world and everybody around you, that's fine. They don't love you anyway.
Yeah, but I'll still love them.
That's
sure.
Right. Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you, Christine. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. And y'all have a wonderful week.
We will. You too now. Amazing. Ross, you got to go to Ross. Is out of New Jersey. Ross, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Ross.
I was calling in today because I see the old God as the Son.
Oh, okay. You responded to the biblical question. Is there a
yes.
difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
The God of the Old Testament would be the sun when the earth was frozen and it had to start melting the earth so that it could create a habitat for humans, animals, and trees to live on. Then when water was able and available, the second God that the moon controls, we became under the influence of the tides of the ocean because they're always going up and down.
So let me ask you first, are you saying there is a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the new one?
Yes.
And so the God of the Old Testament is what?
The sun, because it melted the
ice. You mean like the sun in the sky?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a wordplay that people use so that they can manipulate their conversation.
So when you say sun, you are talking about S-U-N, not S-O-N.
Sun can be interpreted when the water came, when Noah brought the water to wash the sin away off of the earth. That's when the water came, the holy water came into play, and people crossed the seas to go to the new land.
But, Rod, just for conversation's sake, you are talking about S-U-N, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So when we take the sun out of the sky and use the sun to melt the ice and we get more fresh water so we can grow more trees and more everything, that was used to get rid of the sin. That's why Noah brought the water. He brought the water to wash the sin free. And the longer we continue to dig, looking for sin and finding sin in the ground, we're going to continue to use it and abuse it in a state that's going to make us weak. Because the stronger the water gets, you remember it wiped out the whole world at one time, but the stronger the water gets, the more it comes after us because it doesn't want to get burned up in the sun.
What? And the God of the New Testament is what to you?
The moon.
The moon?
The moon.
Is the earth flat or round?
I would say it's more like a bowl, more like it's got an upside and a downside, and you have to learn how to live on both sides so that you can manipulate it or control it.
But a bowl is round.
It's got a bottom and it's got a top. If you go to the GPSs, you'll see how the Earth is 180 degrees negative and 180 degrees positive. What? I think human beings are more like batteries where you take in negative signal and you reply with a negative signal, where you are trying to always fill that negative up. Or you're a positive person that's always giving out positive information to a person that can't get filled up.
Right, where did you get this information from that? The God of the Old Testament is S-U-N, and the God of the New Testament is Moon, M-O-O-N.
Moon?
Where did you get that from?
I got that from nature.
Oh. Amazing.
By looking up in the sky at night and realizing what I did that day, why I worked with God the sun, that gave me my shadow to work with me. And then at night, my shadow disappears. It becomes a reflection of the sun. So I talk to my reflection in the moon so that I can get my dreams the next day because I'll be back working with God again in the sun.
Amazing. Ross, thank you so much. I got to run, but thank you. I appreciate it. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Very interesting.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ross. Amazing. Let me go to Kevin out of New York. Let's see here. Blah, 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 blah. Kevin, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
It's so interesting to hear everybody's answer to the biblical question, but that's basically what I called in to do as well,
throw
in my 2 cents.
And there's a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. Is there a difference?
My answer is yes, there is a difference.
And what's the difference?
The difference is that the God of the Old Testament is the adversary of mankind.
Of the Old Testament?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
yeah,
what's
right.
the adversary?
The devil.
Okay. Go ahead.
The reason why I say that is because going back to the very beginning to the disobedience of Adam and Eve, I think that people really have got to understand what had happened at that very beginning, because I think you even say it in your own way that from that disobedience, the order was messed up. And it seemed like the ownership of mankind was then given to the devil from that point onwards.
And so are you saying it was the devil that flooded the earth, according to the Bible, flooded the earth, and over there in another part of the world, Solomon and Gomorrah, killed men, women, and children? That was the devil doing that?
Yes, that's right.
And not God?
That's right, yes.
And were the people calling Satan God from the Old Testament?
Well, that depends on who we're talking about here, because all those people that are talked about in the Old Testament, there was a distinction made in the Old Testament that those very people who we're talking about in those texts, there was a God, there's the God of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, while everybody else was under subjection over the God of, to the God of this world. And that's why much, much later on, that was why it was necessary for Jesus to come here, because that order was all messed up, because God needed somebody to endure perfectly in the flesh to show us the way out.
And so what is... okay, so you told me about the God of the old. What was the God of the new? How was he different than the God of the old Bible, Old Testament?
It was just different because that's where the change had happened, where Jesus came and he showed us the way out. It was just the true God. The God of the New Testament showing us the way through his son.
So you're saying, if I'm hearing you correctly, I'm black and slow, so I may be wrong. You're saying the Old Testament God was Satan, and you're saying the New Testament God was Jesus?
Yes, that's right. But I also have to make it clear that everyone from Jesus all the way back to Adam and Eve, it doesn't matter who you're talking about in between those two timelines, because the Old Testament was talking about that genealogy all the way from Jesus back to Adam and Eve. And those people exclusively had the favor of God the Father in heaven, the real God, whereas everyone else was under subjection to the God of this world, the devil. And that's why there was the flood and all of that other stuff.
Because of time here, where did you get this information that the God of the Old Testament was Satan and the God of the New Testament was Jesus? Where did you get that from?
Let me be clear. I wouldn't even say that the God of the New...
That sounds like a politician. Let me be clear.
It does sound like that. I'm sorry.
I'm not even
saying that the God of the New Testament is Jesus, because the God of the New Testament is the Father in heaven. But I'm just saying that it's a perspective thing.
Oh, so you didn't get that from anywhere that the God of the Old Testament was Satan?
No, I didn't really get that from nowhere, no.
It's
just the understanding that I have that everyone from Adam and Eve down to Jesus still had that favor of the real God, which is God the Father in heaven, but everybody else was subjected to the God of this world.
Amazing.
Who?
Come back to your phone.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. It's because it follows logically because the real God wouldn't flood the world and seek to kill human beings and be so mean like you've been asking everybody. You know what I mean?
Amazing. So, your phone went muffled for some reason. But I got the point, and I'll put my little two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesse. Have a good one, everyone.
All right. You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Football ain't football no more. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Football gone crazy or gone wild. Fox News, Fox and Friends is reporting a youth football game takes a shocking turn after a Wisconsin parent is accused of tripping a 9-year-old player as he ran for a touchdown.
A Wisconsin man was cited after running onto a youth football field and sticking out his leg to trip a 9-year-old running toward the end zone. The boy was not seriously hurt, but his coach says the man intended to cause harm.
Obviously, adults, I've seen fights at youth events. I've seen stuff happen, but I've never in my life seen a grown man come on the field and, like, he was so committed and determined to hurt. He wanted to hurt him.
And my question is, was this a dad from the opposing team? Immediately, I thought, all right, well, if that's the case, then this guy probably is a Democrat because he doesn't want his kid to win on effort or merit or anything other than rigging the system, which looks like what this was here.
I don't even know what to say about this. If this is real, what is wrong with that man? He's at the game. Everybody looking at the game, right, that are there. And he going to run out on the field? What the? And tripping this little kid. What do you think was going to happen after that? Is this real? What the? What caused him to do it? What did the kid do wrong in this mind of this man that would cause him to run out on the field and do that? It's just football. They say this guy, I believe I heard, I could be wrong, info could be wrong, as Hake would say, that this guy been banned from all the football games now. What is just a game? What caused him to do that, if this is true? Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. I've been told that they have signs on baseball fields telling parents, it's just a game. Don't abuse the umpire. It is. It's just a game. Amazing. He said he seen no signs attached to the fences. And I've been told that this boy that this man tripped, I guess, the child was unharmed. The offended parents were banned by his team. They're from Gronk. What is going on? And why would a female, if this is true, pour hot wax on her daughter's hand? NBC News Miami is reporting. A Miami-Dade woman is facing charges after authorities said she poured hot wax on her daughter's hand. before setting her kitchen on fire. NBC Miami.
This is the Instagram video directly cited in the police report, which says this happened Sunday. A lit up candle, wax dripping on her chest, followed by seductive dancing in the kitchen, including lifting her dress. Then there's this. The police report says Melissa Campos Sanchez, the mother of two, used a red wand lighter to ignite the fluid sprayed from a bottle. You can see the flame right on the kitchen floor. She's then seen throwing a glass coffee mug into the flames. Deputies say both her little girls were watching it all inside their Southwest Miami-Dade home. And there's a second piece of video cited in the police report as well. This one is even more disturbing. On Instagram, Campos Sanchez is seen pouring wax on her youngest daughter. The girls, police say, are 3 and 6 years old.
Satan is alive and well inside a human being. What the? This is hell. You don't have to worry about going to hell. Any emotional person is already in hell. The good and the bad are both bad, and you're in hell. NBC News Miami is saying that the authorities and investigators have not stated a single explicit motive for the Miami-Dade mother actions, but reports point to several marital stress and acute mental health struggles. Everyone is mentally ill except baby Jessica's daddy. What the? It's psychological and emotional mental illness. Anyone with anger is capable of this or even worse. Super, anyone.
Super chats.
Don't say you won't do that. You would. You have the same devil in you that this woman has in her. Same devil. It's the same devil that if this is true about this man going out there on the football ground and kicking that boy, it's the same devil that made you judge, that made you, causes you to think about the past or the future, that causes you to worry. Super.
Diane C. over on X, the live stream on X during church with Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you, Jesse. That got me as a kid, too. Fear of God.
Thank you, Diane. I appreciate it. Check out yesterday's fellowship. It was amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. 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 RebuildingTheMan.com. Finally, RebuildingTheMan.com. Is he asleep over there?
He's awake.
Yeah?
Yep.
Wide awake. Thank you. I appreciate it. Stay with it.
CT, the wait and see thinking, has helped me a lot.
Wait and see with all things. Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it.
The Joshua James, happy August 30th, 2026 to everyone yesterday. Don't forget to wear your pink all week, smiley with an open mouth.
How come?
I tried to ask the AI. Yeah. Even the AI didn't know.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Jason T., welcome show member, as well as Andre C. Thank you.
Thank
guys.
You all. Appreciate it. Thank you.
We're going to have to read the rest of these later, y'all. We're going to do the scratch-offs on thepill.net/Jesse Lee Peterson.
Amazing. Scratch-off on pill.net, and I'll be right back.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Is that a joke? This guy went out on the field. Is that real? Or?
I'm thinking that it's real. I can relate to him. So, you know, you ever been mad at a kid who's just been bad? That kid may have been, like, gloating or doing something. I noticed they didn't say what the kid did.
Right.
Because I doubt that this would have been totally unprovoked.
Was it his kid?
No, of course not. Oh, it was probably the opposing team. Not even a kid that he really necessarily knows.
But let's say, we don't know, all right, just for conversation purposes. Let's say the kid kicked his kid before taking off.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean the father go out on the field and kick the kid.
I know that, but I'm just saying that, what was your question?
What made him go on the field like that?
Probably, I imagine he was... He took personal offense at that kid for some reason and got ticked and wanted to trip him.
So he's like, let me go out here. Let the whole world see me beating up a kid.
But that's not beating up. That's tripping. Tripping
a kid.
Is usually,
You're right.
Disagree slightly with the guy who said he intended to harm the kid. When you trip somebody, you know that the harm is, it's a little bit of harm, but it's limited harm. Especially for a kid. 9-year-olds are durable, especially athletic ones.
Amazing. Well, I don't know if he wanted to harm him or not, but that's the darndest thing I ever seen.
Yeah. That was interesting. It was like a young black man, or at most middle-aged.
You're definitely
athletic black young
he
man.
He was dressed like the man. Team that he was kicking. Oh, because he was from
not
that.
Funny.
Was he from that team?
I'm sure he was from the opposing team, I have to assume.
According to Grock, he said he acted on impulse.
Yeah.
After getting upset about how the game was going for his own child, a Grock. He got upset because the game wasn't going right for his own child. According to Grock, on body cam, he said, there were some bigger kids than my kid.
Oh.
Anybody tell him to have a little kid? That may be his fault.
Well, I could see some parents and coaches pulling shenanigans with older kids or bigger kids than they were supposed to have in the league, possibly. So I don't know.
I just got a text from my friend who asked me about what good is it being a father.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I enjoyed the church discussion about being a father yesterday. So he saw it.
Right on.
I hope you got your answer, buddy. Amazing.
Oh, cool. The one who texted you about this question.
Yeah. The one that texted me about it heard the church service about it.
He's like, what's the best thing about being a father? And you're like, I don't know. What's good about being a father? I really don't know. You don't know?
He like, is it that bad? Amazing. Anyway, shout-outs. I do shout-outs for you. Personal shout-outs. Birthday shout-outs. Wedding shout-outs. Encouragement shout-out. Congratulations shout-out. Whatever the shout-out is, I do it for you. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. And no hate report today. What a beta.
Super beta.
Huh?
Super beta.
No hate report. And no anchor baby today, period. Beta.
Our bodies are imposing a summer vacation on us against our will. Or something.
No hate report and no anchor baby. All right. And the men's forum this Thursday night. Don't forget. It's the first Thursday of the month. The men's forum this Thursday. Let me go quickly to Benjamin out of Canada. Benjamin, you are on the air. Hey, Benjamin. Okay, hold on, Benjamin. You might be on mute. And maybe my fault. Let me go to Willie, a first-time call out of California. Willie, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Willie. I have a brother named Willie.
Yeah, I know you do. I watch your show. Of course I know.
Amazing.
Hey, I just
want
to say, yeah, I love your show. Hey, I'm just going to get straight to the point.
Okay.
I've been noticing that you had a couple callers speaking about God. And
yeah,
some of them said some little...
they responded to the biblical question. Do you want to respond to the biblical question?
What's the question? Because I got right in the middle of the show. I just heard him saying a couple things of God.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Bible?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm sorry. The God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. Is there a difference between the two gods?
And my answer would be no.
And why
do
you say no?
Let me explain. Because I'm a believer of God. I've read a little bit of the Old Testament, and I'm actually reading the Old Testament as of right now. And I've noticed that, obviously, God is a spirit. God is a father figure, right? What a lot of people make the mistake is that people confuse discipline with God, people thinking that God is mean, right? And that's not true, because if you look at the Israelites and you know, Abraham's bloodline, God was always there with them. God was always watching that bloodline, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and he was always protecting them, always giving them the truth, right? Speaking to them in truth and letting them know, hey, one day you guys are going to have your own identity. I'm going to create an identity for you guys. I'm going to give you guys a land, right? And yes, there's some things that happened where many people think like, well, I think that's mean. God, you know, he let these people die, or God killed this tribe and that tribe had women and kids. But if you really pay attention and you read your Bible, a lot of these other nations, these neighbors, these, you know, a lot of these people were evil already. A lot of these people weren't going to repent to God, the true God, because obviously there's multiple different tribes and a lot of tribes didn't follow the true God. But God is a man of his word, and God speaks all truth. And I think when those certain events happen, you know, when people died, I think a lot of people just don't know what a father, when a father says something to you, he says it for your own good. And then going to fast forward to the New Testament, Jesus Christ came in the flesh in representation of the Father, right? like father, like son. They're all one. You know, there's only one true God, but Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. So the difference is there is no difference. It's just
so
that
you're saying that God of the Old Testament is the same God.
Exactly.
There's no difference
yeah.
between the God there's, of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament.
Exactly. There's no difference.
So
it's one God.
Why did God, according to the Old Testament, he flooded the earth, killing everybody, and then he destroyed a city, I guess it was a city or a town, and killed the men,
correct.
Women, and children, and then, according to the, he turned a female into ice. I mean, salt.
Well, if you look at it like this,
why
Jesse,
he do that?
Jesse, I'm going to tell you why he did it, because people are evil. People are living in sin. People, their mind, their heart, they weren't going to change. God already knows your heart. He knew that these people that were surrounded, let's say back to the flood, when Noah was, you know, serving God and his family was serving God, everyone else outside of that covenant that God had with Noah, everybody else was already twisted. Like, their mind was twisted. Kids, women, they weren't going to change. They weren't going to repent. They were living in sin, so God
so
had to
like,
protect.
Let me just kill them.
Well, they kill people. Kill themselves, Jesse. If you
oh,
really think
God,
about it,
but God made it rain.
God made it rain. Hey, but God, hey, God didn't say, "Hey, you can't go. You can't go on the ark. You can't get saved." God did not say that. They had the free will to change. They had the free will to go on the ark. Hey, you don't think all those people could have fit in the ark? I mean, you had all these animals. Look at all the animals that we have.
Amazing.
You don't think the animals
so
could have?
Because of time, you're saying the God of the Old Testament. It's the
God
same God of the
years.
New Testament.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so should
Jesse.
We be concerned that God may just tick and bring another flood?
Hey,
or
let's
the
just
fire?
Say this. Hey, he might bring the fire according to the book of Revelations. You know, he've already flooded and he already promised. God is a man of his word. People don't, everyone has to read the Bible. You can't skim through it. God said, hey, I'm not going to flood the earth and I'm going to leave a symbol for you.
He said, they said,
I'm
going to
leave a rainbow.
Burn the fire.
Exactly. He's going to burn it this time.
So
he's going to
kill all of us with fire?
He's only going to kill the non-believers that stay in sin and don't repent.
Oh.
We're going to go to heaven if we stick to the truth, Jesse, if we live the righteous life.
Well,
I
appreciate it, Willie. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right, brother. You take care. Thank you for having me online.
Right
I appreciate it. Stay blessed, brother.
You
take
too,
care.
Man. Thank you. Ashley is out of California. Ashley, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Ashley.
It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
It's
thank
been
you.
A while.
Amazing.
I wanted to answer the big old question.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
Yes, I would say so, because just like, you know, my dad, my physical dad here on earth, when I was young, he would physically spank me, and now he doesn't. But he's still my dad. He was still the same dad, but he's different in his approach to me.
What's the difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
The God of the Old Testament is one that taught us, like, through very physical, plain things where, you know, for, like, atonement for our sins, we'd have to sacrifice a physical lamb or physical, you know, sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. And now everything is spiritual, you know, like in the previous conversation when you guys were talking about, you know, is he going to bring down fire? Well, he may have in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament,
in the New Testament, am I right? He's supposed to bring some fire, where in the Old Testament,
yeah.
he rained on everybody.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I misheard. I was also busy at the same time.
I was tuned out mentally.
I said, yeah, to me?
Yeah.
I said, in the Old Testament, he, according to the Bible, he brought rain down and flooded everybody out and drowned them. And on the New Testament, he said, y'all think that bad, I'm coming back with some fire.
I was thinking about when, what was her name? She turned into a pillar of salt when she looked back at the city.
Lot's wife.
Lot's wife.
Yeah. But the fire we experience now is like when we're in hell, you know, spiritually inside.
He's not going to really bring back fire?
No. I think he's, where the fire we experience now is the fire we bring upon ourselves.
But then how about that water?
I don't think so. That would be really crazy if he did, but I don't think so.
All right. Well, I appreciate your response, and I'll put my little two cents in it on Sunday.
Okay.
Well, you said, hey.
Love you, Jesse.
The fire is from the mother in the kitchen with the hot wax on the daughter.
Watch out for Miss Clancy.
I'm telling you. Man, shout out to Clancy.
Oh, God. We got a Clancy and a Diddy.
Well, man.
Two hoops and a holler.
Ashley, thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right, I'll be there.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Amazing. Bye. Let me go to Mike out of Detroit. He's been waiting for a while. Mike, you are on the air.
Jesse! How you doing, huh?
All is well, Mike.
Okay, this is going to be an amazing conversation.
Are you responding to the biblical question?
Yes, sir. So, yes.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
Yes.
And what's the difference?
Starting off with Jesus. Plug this. The Old Testament represents black and white, law. The New Testament represents color, which Jesus brought, compassion. So it's black and white, law. The New Testament is in color, compassion, emotion. Jesus brought emotion. Matter of fact, Jesus brought anger. Anger, what he brought also. That's part of emotion. So actually, that's also showing compassion that he brought compared to law. He brought compassion.
So because of time, you're saying that the God of the Old Testament brought, what did he bring?
No, like I said, he was about law and order.
Okay, so the God
mercy and grace was lacking.
Mike, hold on. Because of time only. You're saying, Mike from Detroit, the God of the Old Testament brought compassion?
No, brought law.
Brought law. And the God of the New Testament brought what?
Compassion, mercy, grace. The same. No, hold on. First of all, it's the same God.
Well, why he was so mean in the Old Testament but nice in the New one?
No, he's the same God. It's not, no, like I said.
Why was he so mean in the Old one?
That's not mean. That's law. That's lack of mercy.
But how is that mercy to drown the whole country?
That's a lack of mercy.
How is that mercy?
That's a lack. The Old Testament represents a lack of mercy.
So when he turned that woman into a pillar of salt, that was mercy?
No, that was that was from the Old Testament, right?
Right.
That's a lack of mercy. That's without Jesus.
So God had lack of mercy in the Old Testament?
Yes, because there's no Jesus.
So God had no mercy?
I didn't say that.
I'm asking.
I didn't say that. There's a lack of it compared to when Jesus came, represent the New Testament. There's a lack of mercy that Jesus brought compassion. Jesus added color to the Bible.
Amazing. Thank you, Mike. I got to run, but I appreciate it, and I put my two cents in on Sunday. Mercy, mercy, Lord, mercy. Super, super. Thank you, Mike.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Carver on Punchy TV a couple of weeks back says, trade them Taiwan to erase the trade deficit.
Amazing. Thank you.
I think he means give China Taiwan, and then we don't have a trade deficit anymore.
Oh. Yeah. Food for thought.
Nice.
Thank you.
Interesting idea. Thank you, Carver. 531.
Yeah.
Nikki says, hi, Jesse. Is there ever a good reason for a woman to have children? If not, why do so many women have them? And is the natural desire, quote unquote, to have children from God or straight from hell? I'm so confused, says Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. That, I asked that about the... Oh, well, I would ask, was there something good about a father? That's a good question. Let me smoke on it. Amazing question, though. Thank you. Because of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki. Al Astro, Three Coffees. You asked, what's good about being a father?
Yeah.
My answer is influencing your children to grow up and be a responsible adult / parent. I have three children who gave us 8 grandchildren. All 8 are growing up to be good, responsible, loving children to me. That's what's good about being a father. Great shows. Keep up with the helping direct the youth in L.A. to be responsible adults. Thanks again, Al.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate that response, and thank you for your support. Thank you.
Chris says, hi, thanks for really helping me. I now possess the Holy Spirit, that energy and pure peace in my body and mind, and every temptation the thoughts will throw at me. I can see clearly now the rain has gone. Johnny Nash, thank you for your help.
I can see clearly now the rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
It's a nice song.
I think I can make it now. The cloud is gone. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Amazing song. I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
Amazing. Thank you.
Question from Chris. Why do you follow and promote Trump when he is of the world and you know he is mainstream and highly possessed by the snake in him? You have to drop every aspect of this old world to enter the new one? Question mark. To me, this is the only thing that discredits you promoting his political agendas. Just like to know why.
I don't follow him, but I do believe, and I could be wrong, but I do believe he is a son of God. He is perfect with the if poem. So I do believe he's a son of God, but I don't follow anyone. Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Cornerstone says, biblical question.
What is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and God of the New Testament?
Same God, different perception.
Meaning what? Meaning, they don't say that.
Meaning your view. He doesn't elaborate, but just says your view is different.
Thank you.
One versus the other.
I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Soul Conscious 5 Coffees. Jesse, church was amazing. How do you navigate your life knowing that everyone is a psychopath?
By not judging and keeping my eyes on myself and letting life happen. Amazing. But not judging. Forgive them. They know not what they do. Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it.
Storm Probe and Saber McKnight, welcome new Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube members.
Right on. Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Half Black Tony's been a member 7 months. I felt all alone on Friday, Jesse, when we didn't have our show. Shout out. Much love.
Thank you. It was our machine fault. And maybe my fault. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
111 Gold Pills from Pastor Chatelet. Church was amazing.
Thank you, Pastor Chalet. It really was, folks. Check it out at you can podcast at rebuildingtheman.com/church. 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 What's wrong with this boy? Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Amazing. Thank you, Pastor.
Chaka Alpha Pakuni says, gifted the phone saying, Groovy Monkey and I evolved from Hake. We are his descendants from the future.
Amazing.
Interesting.
Groovy on a monkey afternoon. It really.
That's another great song.
Couldn't stay away too soon.
Blue-eyed soul.
Thank you.
Phil Simmons says, what role does belief play in our life? Are we supposed to hold on to beliefs?
Not at all. You want to not do that. I recommend you don't. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. JLP Talk sent 5 gift memberships, as did Jim in Alaska. 5 gift memberships. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing. I really, really appreciate it. You're helping us to help others. Thank you.
ADHD777. Absolutely 100% true. Thoughts, feelings, and emotions is hell. They definitely get in the way of serving and obeying God, in my opinion.
It's really, really evil that human beings have been taught that thoughts and feelings are normal. It's not for anger. Thoughts and feelings are not normal. That's evil. Thank you.
Coconut Meat, member for 14 months. Trabajo excelente.
Thank you, Coconut Meat.
Exigente team. American flag. Dynamite emoji.
Oh, that was Coconut Meat?
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you.
Santino, Jesse, what is wrong with the women on this fine female Monday?
What's wrong with the ladies? Amazing.
Chris from chat, member for 14 months. Amazing. 2 strong arms and 2 salute emojis.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. Thank you.
ADHD with a biblical question response.
Is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New?
God was more involved in Old Testament. He told people what he did and why he did it. Everything just happens for a reason, is part of his plan. People dying then and dying now. Back then, he just said why. That's his response.
And how about the New?
He doesn't get elaborate into the New.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nick LaBoy, Jesse, Mikey, Sherrill. Of New Jersey also put on a hijab twice. I've been sending videos and news clips to the link you mentioned. Not sure if Derek is getting them. This is Nick LaBoy.
What a mess. In America, you're supporting the enemies. What the? Thank you.
Nick LaBoy with the BQ response.
What's the difference between, is there a difference between the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament?
The Book of Enoch explains why God had to do what he did, and it wasn't about him being wrathful. He was saving mankind from the Nephilim because they corrupted the world.
He killed them to save them? What the? And how about the new one?
Doesn't say.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Commander Kim Hake, audience graduating from Fat Earthers up to the bowl-shaped turtle shell. If ever we need you, Hake, we need you now.
That's right. We need you now, Hake. Amazing. Thank you.
And we're going to have to read the rest of these later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Amazing. Thank y'all. I really don't know what happened to these 3 hours. They're gone. Already. And to the callers, I don't know what happened with Benjamin. We tried to get to him, but we couldn't. Rick from Hampton. Carl from, I think it was Alabama. Oh, we have up outside. Bye, y'all. Thank you. No Hank and no Anchor Baby. Take care. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and increase. No, right. I'm not a beta. Hank and Anchor Baby, beta. Carl from Georgia. Thank you. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need
to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man.